Wheat and crude oil lead the market trade on Wednesday. Corded soybeans mixed and quiet. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Aaron Bertels with Crossroads Marketing. And Aaron, taking a look at this grain and oilseed trade, you know, I mentioned wheat was kind of the leader, it felt like, on Wednesday. While you look over at corded soybeans, by the time we got into the close here, pretty quiet session, really just kind of a penny higher, penny lower type of trade in the row crops, it felt like today.
Yeah, I mean, you thought wheat was about ready to give it up there the last couple of days where we got up to about the 50-day moving average, and then they sold it off from there. And, you know, it just looks like some back and forth there, but obviously a strong day today. It's been base building for what seems like decades. I know it's only been a couple of years at this point, but, you know, coming out of these bases, is it ready? Is it time for it to start to, you know, actually gain some ground here? I would say it's still going to be tough over the next couple months for all of these markets. I agree, you know, quiet today, but corn the last couple of days here has me a little bit nervous with kind of breaking out of the downside of, you know, that trend line that they've been building on for the last 3 weeks. You had your first close below that yesterday. You broke the low from yesterday again today, which wasn't a great sign in my opinion either. So we really need to bounce out of this thing pretty quickly tomorrow to see if we can have one more little run up there. And I just ultimately think that over the next couple of months, the easiest path for these markets with what's happened up to this point and with the fundamentals that we have overall, I mean, coming from that report in January, right? Like when you come out and you give information like that, we have the data we had there. You don't just get away from that information very quickly, especially in a time where we're not getting a ton of new information and we're not going to get a lot of new information on those kind of things until we get to the March stocks report. So I'm a little worried over the next couple of months about what the direction of this will do. We've had good demand. All that stuff's been good overall. But again, it's not new, right? It's been that way since last fall. And, you know, it's tough to keep a market going up when you're not getting new information.
And I think to add with that, that acreage conversation is starting to ramp up already between corded soybeans. I know CoBank put out some analysis this week calling for 6% more soybean acres compared to last year. And you just look at some of this recent price action, some of the spreads between corded soybeans, and you know, I wonder what this market is going to look like here. Are we going to try and do some of the old buy acres kind of mentality in the core in the soybean market versus corn here over the next several weeks, Aaron?
Yeah, I think they are trying that right now as we're setting crop insurance prices, right? So that's a big time for that too. Where, you know, especially with the subsidies and stuff that people have this year, you got really good opportunities to lock in some pretty good prices with insurance. And certainly, I think beans are trying to buy some acres from corn here. And, you know, going into summertime, they kind of need to from the perspective of the producer. Like, we need to get back to where corn doesn't have this huge benefit of all these extra acres and yield doesn't matter as much. And I do think, though, overall, that we're getting back into a normal time frame here coming into this summer where you have the expectations to possibly have normal possible rallies. I think last year was a tough one because you had the tariffs on during that time. And even though the weather was really good, you would have expected some kind of a bounce last summer. We didn't get it because nobody really wanted to invest in that market when they didn't think we were going to sell anything. Well, that's obviously not been the case. We've exported very well on corn. You know, beans took the brunt of, you know, lack of exports and negative tariff stuff. But, you know, back last summer, that was obviously a concern for corn too, and it just hasn't taken place. So I think if you can cut acres back a little bit, the expectation of having widespread perfect weather like we did last year and getting that kind of a yield on corn will be a tough one. And so weather will be an important factor this summer.
Yeah, on the soybean side as well, you and I were talking about this off air. Of course, there is the China factor with U.S.-China relations, and seems like things are remaining friendly there, as the word I will use. But you throw in with soy as well. Reuters reporting EPA looking at submitting their biofuel blending quotas for the year to the White House for final review. So there's plenty of, I'd say, excitement there for the soy complex, and it feels like all of this is kind of adding together, trying to give this soybean market a bit of a bullish story when we're at a time, to your point, there isn't a lot of news right now.
No, and it has been more bullish than they wanted to give it credit for quite a while. I mean, we didn't have a huge carryout because we had a lack of acres. We ended up having a very good, you know, yield, so that helped, but the carryout still isn't gigantic. It's just the fact that South America continues to grow acres. They put out another number today or yesterday where they could have, I think it was 7 or 8 million metric tons more of soybeans this year than they had last year. So that's going to be a detriment, you know, moving forward. But yes, China's back in the market. The funds obviously believe that some of this stuff that's been put out here recently as far as totals is going to take place, or they wouldn't have added the amount of positions of length that they did in soybeans last week. So there's plenty of belief out there that this is going to continue to be the case. And, you know, if you think about it, I mean, in some regards, it doesn't matter how many soybeans South America produce if China's got other reasons to buy from us, right? If there's incentive for them to buy from us because of other things they're going to get because of that, then the funds act like they're just counting on that demand no matter what. And so that's an interesting story. Now, obviously, if soybeans do get 6% more acres and that demand falls through for some reason, well, now we've got, you know, a real problem on our hands moving into fall. But the funds obviously don't believe that's going to be the case right now.
Real quick, too, on that wheat complex, mentioned it was seemingly the leader on Wednesday, kind of tied with crude oil. I know we got wildfire issues in the southern plains right now, maybe adding into the rally here, weather concerns in the Black Sea, all the geopolitical with Russia, Ukraine, U.S., Iran, etc. It seemed like that was maybe the reasoning outside of really didn't feel like there was much of a fundamental move for wheat. It just felt like it was rallying on some of those headlines on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's what it does, right? I mean, it is hard for us to pinpoint a lot of the fundamentals with wheat just because it is such a, you know, global crop and there's a lot going on in certain places, and there's always a wheat crop in one of those places, right? So it's tough to pinpoint those things. I do think, you know, fundamentally, it's not in a bad situation with exports. You know, we finally had this last report where world wheat numbers didn't increase, which has been a detriment to us, it seems like, for the last 6 or 7 reports. And I think overall, technically, from a chart standpoint, it's been doing some better things where we finally are trying to round out this really long-term bottom and see if we can finally get some friendly news into there. And again, you know, when they decide they want to start buying that stuff, there doesn't have to be a lot of fundamental things going on. It just might be one that rides along the coattails of whatever else is going on out there.
Aaron, any final thoughts you would have for folks or anything you'd reiterate to them here as we close out our conversation today?
I just think you got to be careful in the short term here. We've had a big run up in soybeans. You know, you got to pay attention to that. Even if you're bullish into summer, even if you're bullish later in that time frame, that doesn't mean we're not going to have some significant breaks here, possibly in the short term. Maybe it's not as bad as potentially we've seen historically, but I still think the next 2 months, the easiest path for all of these markets is to go down. And then, you know, kind of get ourselves to a low point before we get into summer and then get some weather stories and stuff, or maybe some stocks changes in these reports or something like that that'll give us some momentum as we go into summer and kind of have a normal seasonal movement there.
Great thoughts. If folks want to reach out and talk with you there at Crossroads Marketing, what's the best way?
Yeah, just give me a call at 402-309-3171.
All right, we do appreciate it. Folks can also learn more at crossroadsml.com. Aaron Bertels with Crossroads Marketing joining us for our Wednesday, February 18th, market wrap-up here on the American Ag Network. From the American Ag Network studios, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.